your source for everything paranormal. Para X.
The views and opinions expressed by the host and tonight's guest are not necessarily those of this radio network, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Listener discretion is advised. Now lock your doors, open your minds, and prepare yourself to go
beyond the edge.
It's Sunday night. Time for the hottest alternative talk radio on the planet. Welcome to Beyond the Edge Radio. Two hours of fascinating guests, mind-blowing topics, and stimulating conversation. All here on your home for the best alternative talk radio. This is Beyond the Edge Radio. Nervous? Scared? Don't be afraid. The wait will be over soon. Sit down, strap in, and hold on tight. You're about to be taken beyond the edge.
And good evening and welcome to another edition of Beyond the Edge Radio. And Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays, everybody. Eric Altman in the house with you tonight, your host and producer of tonight's program. And with me, as always, your co-host from Phantoms and Monsters and Astral Perceptions, the one and only Lon Strickler. Good evening, Lon. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Happy Holidays to everyone and you, and hope we have a good show tonight.
Merry Christmas to you, Lon, and Happy Holidays. And how are things going on your end? I understand you're very busy this time of year.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm packing orders, and I can't complain because business has been pretty good. And keep me busy, but I'm not complaining.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear things are going well for you. And are you ready for the holidays? Ready for old Saint Nick to come down your chimney?
No. I never am. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. It's it'll be a last-minute thing on my end, but that's normal. So,
yeah, I hear you. Well, yeah. The family's wrapping Christmas presents tonight, and I spent my weekend hunting on Saturday and saw nothing again. I think they're purposefully avoiding me, much like Bigfoot does. And oh. I spent some time wrapping some presents on Friday and Saturday. I got most of it done, so it's a good thing. But it was a pretty busy weekend as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, well, we've been dodging snowflakes down here. Things keep going. I know it's been snowing up there. And things keep going like, yes, we may have a white Christmas this year.
Well, I'm thinking we're going to at this rate. Yeah, we did get some snow, not as what they called for. They, you know, the Snowmageddon didn't show up again as they predicted.
Which is fine with me.
Me too. They were calling for 3 to 6 inches, which some people say, oh, that's not a lot of snow. Well, it shuts down a lot of places. People just don't know how to drive here in Pennsylvania. And you would think they would because they've lived here all their lives, but no.
Well, I tell you, I lived up there. It seemed like it snowed all the time. So,
yeah, pretty much.
You know, it's really bad down here because when it snows, people are crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, especially around the Baltimore area, it's just nuts.
Yeah, it gets crazy around here because people decide to just drive 10 times slower than the posted speed limit. And if everybody would just be cautious when they drive, maybe slow down a little bit, but not to the point where they're doing 20 miles an hour in a 55 zone, you know, there wouldn't be as many problems, but it happens.
Yeah, but when they slow down, that's when people get stuck, and unfortunately, that causes problems. So.
Yeah, and you get the occasional person who goes way too fast in the snow and then ends up having to slam their brakes on because somebody's doing 25, and then it causes chaos and accidents, and you know how that goes.
It's always a circus. I mean, there's no doubt about that. That's why I try to avoid it as much as possible.
Yeah, and I've been pretty good as far as avoiding things, as far as avoiding the mall and Walmart and Kmart and Target and all those places this year. I've stayed away from those places. It's a zoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I understand that. I mean, I used to work retail, and, you know, I know, it's crazy.
It is a zoo, so. But tonight is our seventh annual holiday party, our holiday bash, and we want to welcome everyone to the show tonight. We don't have a scheduled guest for the show tonight. It's just kind of an open mic night where we kind of reflect back on the past guest of the year, and we open up our phone lines to invite our past guests, our friends, our fans to call in tonight and share with us your fondest Christmas memory, share with us a Christmas greeting to everybody out there listening tonight. And I got to say a special thank you to all our listeners on a couple of things, and I'll let you talk about the Stitcher contest that's going on right now. But I took a look at just Podomatic, and Podomatic is a podcast service that we use to broadcast our show, our archive shows. And it also connects with iTunes and a couple other different podcast sources. But looking at our podcast for the year from January 1st to December 15th, we've had almost 250,000 downloads. I about fell off my chair when I saw that.
That's a lot. Yeah, for a little internet radio show, that's a lot.
It is. And I've got to say a special thank you to all our listeners and all our past guests, and to you, Lon, and to Sean, for the great work that you guys have done this past year. And, you know, we've really taken BTE to a new level. And as I said, from a little rinky-dink internet radio program, 250,000 downloads for a year's time, that's incredible. And I'm just overwhelmed, and I'm very humbled that people actually even listen to the show. I was expecting maybe to see maybe 5 downloads. But 250,000 for the year is just phenomenal. So thank you to all our listeners, to all our fans, our friends, our past guests. Lon, and thank you to you and to Sean, our buddy, who's not with us tonight. He's working retail, of course. You know, without you guys tuning in and listening to the show and giving us some great positive feedback, we're so pleased to see that. You know, we wouldn't have the numbers we have. And we're not trying to brag. We're just very grateful and very, very overwhelmed to see that kind of response to the program.
Yeah, it's been going very well. I've been really pleased, especially over Stitcher as well. We started on the Stitcher network. I guess we were just placed there about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, we've been near the top on our category, which I think is what, science and medicine. And we've been doing very well. And basically, at this time, if you go to Stitcher, you can vote for the show in that category. If you go to the science and medicine category under the best show promotion, you can vote for Beyond the Edge Radio. So, and our playlists have increased. A lot of people are listening over there, and we've gotten some great feedback. So, yeah, it's been really good.
It definitely has, and it's just been a real blessing for Stitcher, for us to be picked up by Stitcher. And we've actually been nominated for an award in another category. I sent that out to you earlier this week. I didn't even know anything about this, but we were apparently nominated for a Para Podcast Award. And they're having the finalists. We didn't make the finalist list, but we were nominated. And they're having the finalists out in Las Vegas, Nevada for the Podcast of the Year Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just an honor to even get an email saying that we were nominated for that. So thank you for that. We do appreciate that very much. And also, real quick, I got to say a special thank you to Novell over at Radio Internet Jingles. Novell was kind enough to put together some great radio jingles for us and sent them along. So you'll be hearing them tonight during the show, during our breaks. So thank you, Novell, from Radio Jingles Imaging. That's the correct podcast service that they do. Radio Jingles Imaging. There you go. I'm a mess tonight. I'm so freaking
tired.
That's
a mouthful, though.
It is. So thank you, Novell. We appreciate that very much for doing that for us, and we appreciate your support. And check them out if you're a podcast and you're looking for radio bumpers or liners, promos, Radio Jingles Imaging. It's really cool. It's a good website to check out, and they do a great job. Radio Jingles Imaging is what you want to check out for that. So on to you, Lon. You had something you wanted to say?
Not much, other than we're waiting for people to call in. I do have a bit of a Christmas story. Well, I call it a sort of a Christmas story, if you want to listen to that.
Yeah, let's. Before I do that real quick, let me just throw this out for our listeners who are wondering what's going on in January, and then we'll get to the Christmas story. We have a special guest coming on the program, and the reason the special guest was bumped up to January 5th is because we got some rather sad news here at BTE Radio. One of our former guests who's been on several times, Lloyd Pye, has passed away due to cancer, and we found out this past week of his passing. And Matthew Brownstein from the Star Child Project has agreed to come on January the 5th, and we're going to be talking about some updated information, and we're going to be talking to Matthew about his involvement in the Star Child Project, what the latest information is on that. So he'll be joining us January 5th. You can check out their website, which is starchildproject.com. We want to send out our condolences and our deepest sympathies to the loss of Lloyd Pye, a very brilliant man and working on a very difficult project, and it was his life passion. So Godspeed, Lloyd, and hopefully we'll see you on the other side, my friend.
I tell you, I really got to like Lloyd. He and I had conversed a lot ever since he had started coming on the show. And, yeah, brilliant man. I mean, and he was a great guest, and we're really going to miss the guy. You know, you hear about our past guests passing away, and, you know, it kind of brings it all together this time of year. So I just want to give my condolences to his family, and he will be missed.
Yeah, he was diagnosed with cancer just a few short months ago.
Yeah, it was a pretty aggressive cancer.
Yeah, it was very aggressive. So our condolences to the family of Lloyd Pye and his friends and colleagues. And we're going to miss him, but we'll be remembering Lloyd on January the 5th as we have Matthew Brownstein on with the Star Child Project.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting because they are, after looking at the website and the update, they are doing a lot. And possibly Lloyd's dream's going to get realize one of these days, and you know they're going to figure out what this really was, and but we'll delve into that when we have the show.
Definitely. January 12th, another good friend of the show and author, researcher, paranormal investigator David Weatherly is coming back to the program. His website is twocrowsparanormal.blogspot.com, and we're going to be talking about his new book called Strange Intruders. And it's a look at all these different strange creatures, characters like Rawhead Rex, the Bloody Bones Man, the Black Eyed Kids, you name it, we'll be talking about it. The Slender Man, all these different weird anomalies and phenomenon that's been taking place in the last couple of years. We'll be talking to David about that. Plus, we'll be delving into the ranch, the Skinwalker Ranch out in Utah. We'll be talking about the Skinwalkers and everything that happened out there at the Gorman Ranch.
Yeah, David's a great guest, and he's a very good researcher. And I look forward to talking to him again.
Me too. He's always fun to have on, and always a lot of information. And lastly, January 19th, for the schedule for 2014, a new guest coming to the show, Jay Pachochin. I hope I pronounced that correctly. But Jay Pachochin, he is the founder of Wisconsin Paranormal Investigators. You can go to their website, WPIHuntsTheTruth.com, WPIHuntsTheTruth.com. And you can check out that website. Jay's become a good friend of mine and yours and the show, and we look forward to having Jay come on and talk about his research and his looking into the Dogman phenomenon out there, the Beast of Bray Road. He's done some research on that line.
Yeah, he's Wisconsin Paranormal Research or Investigations, or whatever it is. Yeah, WPI, Investigations. It's, you know, I like the group. I've read the website. I've talked to Jay. And I like what they're doing. And, you know, you can't say that about every group, but there are a few of them out there that really are dedicated. And it seems like Jay and his bunch really are. So, yeah, I'd love to promote those type of groups. Absolutely.
Me too. So Jay will be joining us on the 19th of January. And I'm still in the process of going through this list of we're still getting more people writing in and wanting to be on the show or suggesting guests. We appreciate that very much, more than you know. It's great to have an abundance of people that want to be on rather than nobody wants to be on.
Yeah.
So I'll be going through that list and booking guests for the remainder of January and February and, of course, the rest of 2014. We're hoping to make it a bigger and better year here at BTE Radio. Now, it's Christmas time, so let's get into a good Christmas story, shall we, Lon?
Okay, well, I don't know how good it is, but it's a Christmas story. I call it a Christmas story, well, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, this is something I got back in 1998. It's pretty bizarre. You know, people have reservations about talking combination of death and Christmas and the paranormal as well, but, you know, it is what it is. So I got to put it out there, and, you know, I've got it in the book. I've had it on my website before, and I've gotten like a lot of good feedback on it. So I'm going to try to make it a tradition and see what people think about it. I received this letter. I'm just going to read the letter verbatim. Hello. I have a disturbing Christmas-related story that took place in a remote small town located in Mount Desert Island, Maine. My name is George, and I have lived here for all my life. I hesitate to name a town since the story could carry unintended consequences for the residents. I know that the story is true because I was a witness to it. It started in early December 1960 when I was age 12. Each week, my mother and I would walk to the local supply store in order to stock up on whatever we needed at the time. We didn't have a car because my father used it for his work as a state employee. He was away from home for several days at a time. The walk wasn't too far, but it was a bit hard during the winter since we had heavy snow at times. The store was owned by a wiry old man named Big John Corneau. Big John was well known in the area since he was sort of a legend after he had saved the life of a girl in the 1930s who had been attacked by a rogue gray wolf. He would show his scars on his arms from the confrontation to the local kids when they'd come into the store with their parents. Big John was also a storyteller, and I mean some real whopper tales, especially when it pertained to his personal history. On this particular day, I was admiring Big John's small Christmas tree with wooden ornaments that he claimed he carved himself. There were all sorts of animals, including bears, elephants, tigers, etc. There must have been 50 or so wooden ornaments. As I stood in amazement of the detail in these carvings, Big John walked up to me and sat down in the rocking chair beside the wood stove. He lit his small black pipe, sat back, and rocked away while watching me examining the Christmas tree. After a minute or so, John asked me if I believed in Santa Claus. I was surprised by the question, but assured him that I no longer believed in the legend. John looked away, smiled, and said, "Well, that's good. I didn't want you to be disappointed this year." I was confused by his statement. What did he mean? A few days later, my mother asked me to walk to the store for a few items she needed. My aunt had stopped over for a visit, and my mother was busy with her, so I made the lone jaunt. This wasn't unusual since I was now old enough to do this on my own. When I reached the store, Big John was sitting in the rocking chair reading a magazine. He looked up and asked me if he could talk to me. I sat down on a small chair on the other side of the wood stove, anticipating one of Big John's tall tales. What he told me was more than I ever expected. Big John's demeanor started to change. Whatever he was going to tell me was probably more serious than one of his typical parables. He looked into my eyes and said, "Something unusual happened last Christmas Eve." He paused, then continued, "I saw the dead body of Santa Claus." Well, I'm not sure what my facial expression was, but I can tell you what I was thinking. This old man was four quarters short of a dollar. Again, he said, I really did see Santa Claus' dead body. I'm thinking to myself, why is he telling me this? He started to explain what happened. Last Christmas Eve, he was at home getting ready for the drive to his sister's house on Christmas Day. He had heard a huge crashing sound in the woods near the house. He looked out the bedroom window but couldn't see anything, so he decided to investigate. The snow was very deep all around the property and into the woods. It was a clear, cold night, and the moonlight was bright. Big John held a camp lantern in front of him as he made his way through the pine forest. Then he saw something lying in the snow. As he got closer, he noticed a man with blood-stained white beard and hair dressed in a tattered, red-colored coat and pants. Big John knelt down to check the man's condition. It was obvious that he was dead. In fact, the body was terribly mangled, though there was little noticeable blood. The body looked as if it had been dead for a few days. Big John explained that he reported finding the body to the authorities, who soon retrieved the remains. He said that the police told him that they wanted to keep the death quiet until they determined the identification of the deceased. He agreed not to mention the incident. I asked Big John, "Well, why are you telling me?" He smiled and said, "Because I have to tell someone." He got up from his rocking chair, walked behind the counter, and reached into a drawer. He walked back toward me and handed me a pair of wire frames without the lenses. "Take these. These belong to Santa Claus." I placed the wire frames in my pocket and told Big John that I had to get going because it was getting late. I bought the items I came for and hurriedly left the store. My head was buzzing all the way home. For 2 days, I wondered why Big John decided to tell me the story. I eventually determined that this was just another one of Big John's ruses. I'd placed the wireframes in the shoebox and pushed it deep in the recesses of my messy closet. On Christmas Eve, my mother came home after walking to the store. I was sitting at the table working on a new jigsaw puzzle. I heard her asking someone on the telephone if they knew why Big John's store was closed. By this time, my father was home, so he decided to drive to Big John's house to make sure he was okay. After an hour or so, my father returned and said that Big John wasn't home, but his car was in the driveway, and he had also noticed smoke coming from the chimney, so the fireplace was still burning. He decided to call the local sheriff and make an inquiry. After several days, no one had seen Big John. His relatives and friends were contacted, but no one had any information. The sheriff was finally convinced that something was wrong, so he entered the house. Nothing unusual was found, no clues as to Big John's whereabouts. The next logical place to look was the store. So here's where the story gets fuzzy. I had no knowledge of what the sheriff had found until my father told me a few years later. While searching inside the store, the sheriff and the deputy found a large mound of old rugs in the middle of the ground cellar floor. The deputy started removing the rugs until he started to notice an unmistakable odor. Before he removed more rugs, a district coroner was called to the location. What they discovered was both unusual and confusing. There were remains of a human body with a tattered red coat and pants. Well, I'm sure my jaw dropped noticeably. I told my father the story Big John had told me. Eventually, I told the same to the sheriff. I also retrieved the pair of wire frames and handed it over to the state police. Since that time, I have not heard of anything or seen anything further concerning this incident. I suppose there are various scenarios that could be created from the story, but I just wish I knew what happened to Big John. Now, a footnote to this, at the time I received the story back in 98, there were no further information on Big John Corneau or the body found in the cellar. Now, I did confer through a constable in Ellsworth, Maine, who had acquaintances that lived nearby, that a situation with a very similar circumstances did occur in a hamlet in the northeast section of the island near Acadia National Park in the early 1960s. But he was unfamiliar with the Big John Corneau or if the case was resolved. So that's my kind of Christmas story.
Interesting. Santa Claus bites the dust, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Do they ever say what caused Santa to die?
They never, no. No, I don't know. You know.
Did they find the sleigh and the reindeer and all the presents scattered?
No, I think Santa got picked up by aliens and dropped off somewhere. After a thorough probing
of his chimney, they dumped him.
Yeah. They sucked him dry and threw him out.
Oh, poor Santa. I'll never be the same. I'm scarred. Oh, goodness gracious. That's a good one. That is a good one.
Oh, by the way, Monsters and Mysteries in America starts the series tonight at 10 o'clock.
Season Eastern 2, time. Yep.
Yep, season 2, and there are 15 shows this year.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight's show will feature our friend Lyle Blackburn and...
Craig Woolheater.
I think Craig, yeah, I was getting ready to say Craig is in there too. Yeah. So, you know, and we've got a lot of people that we know are going to be on a lot of shows this year, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to see how the series goes this year.
I am, too. I'm looking forward to seeing you on there and our good friend Stan Gordon, Robin Swope, Lyle, and Craig. And there's a list of people that we know that are going to be featured on the program this year. So looking forward to it. And it should be a fun year.
Yeah, maybe more of those things will come up. We don't know.
Yep.
But we'll see.
Yep. Take it one show at a time.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Well, folks, we are live here on the Para-X Radio Network. This is BTE Radio. It's our annual Christmas special, Ho Ho Humbug, as I like to say. And we invite you to call in and join the festivities tonight. It's real simple to do, 877-677-2858. Again, 877-677-2858 or 724-824-1494 if the main toll-free number is busy. So whether you're a past guest on the program or a friend or fan of the show, we invite you to call in and join us. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Share a Christmas story with us. You know, whatever's on your mind tonight, we're more than happy to take your calls. Our good friend and our colleague, our color commentator, Sean the Fork Chop Forker, is not with us tonight. Unfortunately, he's working retail and won't be home till about 10. But he did want to call and wanted to say Merry, Merry Christmas to everybody and a happy holiday season. So, Sean, we appreciate that very much. You have a good night. And we just had our first call, and we just lost him. But let's go ahead and add our first call to the conversation tonight. And welcome to BTE Radio. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Dale from Williamsport.
Hi, Dale. Good evening and happy holidays.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I got a gift.
Okay.
I got a big gift.
Let's hear it.
Is Sean there with you?
Unfortunately, he's not. He's working tonight, and he won't be on the show with us, unfortunately.
That's what I figured. But Sean and I have been talking about this. I've been in touch with MUFON, and they have validated the pictures I have taken. And the pictures are of Grace, Flatwood, and three others that aren't even in Wikipedia.
Hmm.
They're on my property. I have at least 85 pictures, day, night, and it's phenomenal. I mean, you know, it's unbelievable phenomenal.
Wow.
You can see these things. I can name them, you know. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I had sent you guys a packet of 17 pictures.
Okay.
To another outlet, the guy who does the paranormal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dave or something like that. Anyway, I'm not great on computers. I'm still in the beta and VCR realm. But these it came about 3 months ago. I was playing with my dog out back, and out of the corner of my eye, I see this thing, and I've seen this thing before on TV, and it's a gray with the bald head, the big black eyes, the small nose, the small mouth, the neck, and the small rounded shoulders.
Hmm.
And I know that sounds strange, but when I tell you, you can see it in the daytime or at nighttime, I've taken pictures of it. And if you go on a triangle from that gray back 7 feet to a point, there's approximately 18 around him, different types. I can't even name them because there's no type in the Wikipedia or anything that I've got.
But interesting.
They are there.
Wow.
You said you've contacted MUFON?
I had already sent it to MUFON, yes, the package that I wanted to get to you guys so you could see it. I have the gray there with day and night pictures, and I also have a couple that I've noted, you know, step one, if you look at this picture from the north and see it on, you know, and show people exactly with instructions what they're going to look at when they mm-hmm. follow the instructions.
Well, if you'd like to send it to me, I'd appreciate it.
I'll tell you what, I'll give it over to you the next 5 minutes if you want.
Okay.
I have beyondtheedgeradio@gmail.com.
Yep.
@gmail.com. beyondtheedgeradio@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, like I said, man, these have been validated by the guy who's Dave. I can't get his name.
I don't know who the field is. It a field investigator up in that area?
Yeah, there's. I had his. Okay, here it is. Dan Medlicott. He's a state director and senior field investigator.
Wow. Well, fantastic. Yeah, send those over. We'd like to take a look at them.
Absolutely.
Okay. Can I just send it right to that website that I have here?
Certainly.
Okay.
We'd love to see it.
You get to have your Christmas present, too.
Great. We'd appreciate that, Dale. Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm going to send it right now.
Great. Thanks for calling in tonight. We appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Happy holidays.
Mm.
All right. We're going to go ahead and add our very good friends from Eastern Pennsylvania, from the Camp Hill area, to the program, John and Kelly Weaver. Good evening, folks. Welcome to tonight's program.
Good evening, Eric. How are we doing?
We're doing fantastic, and happy holidays to both of you.
Oh, happy holidays. Kelly's actually not here at the time. She's staying with her sisters.
Oh, okay.
Following her stroke. We're actually separated at the moment, but we're talking and just trying to get by. But I wanted to call in and say hello, share some stories. First of all, congratulations on the quarter million hits. That's, downloads. That's quite extraordinary.
Well, thank you. We're just overblown. Blown away by that.
Yeah, that's outstanding. And the first caller there, very interesting. I'll have to see what, of course, as folks know, I'm also a MUFON field investigator, state section director as well. That's not my area. I do know Dan Medleycroft, and have to see what the gentleman sent there, see if they're actually on our CMS, which is our internal database that we maintain as far as sightings and everything are concerned.
Fantastic. Keep us posted on that, please. And if we get the pictures, if Dale's okay with it, we'll send those on to you.
Okay, well, that's great. Yeah, I had a very interesting day myself. We had a little bit of snow down here, maybe like 4 or 5 inches. One of the favorite things that I like to do when it does snow, as most of you know, I'm living close proximity to the battlefield of Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a fascination of mine ever since I was a kid. 1962 is the first time I went there. My interest is foremost in obviously historical, but in latter years, I turned to the paranormal aspects of it as well. And any time of year, day or night, it still draws me. It's just such an intense fascination I have with it, with the history and the hauntings there. And I actually recorded a double response of a cry over near a Willoughby Run today. So,
but, oh, wow.
My main focus was being there just for the snow and taking photographs. Actually posted some of them to my Facebook account. One of the things about Gettysburg in the winter is that obviously there's less people there, and you go and you walk the field, and one of the things that I will notice is, like, you hear the wind whistling through the trees, and as I noted, I feel that it almost, it's like it calls out the names of those whose mortal existence ceased there, and then they answer in a way that their spirits respond that suggests that the energy shall always remain, and their souls will never be forgotten.
Right.
And, it's just a fascinating place to visit.
Oh, it certainly is. I love Gettysburg. I love it.
Now, I do have a Christmas story here.
Oh, great. Great. Love to hear it.
It isn't necessarily paranormal, but I think that it's something that folks will enjoy. Actually, it's a two-faceted story.
Okay.
back in the 80s, somehow I got coerced into playing Santa Claus for the company kids' Christmas parties that we would have. Now, I'm not exactly a big guy, I do enjoy a good Santa Claus. When I was growing up as a kid, we had a guy locally, Joe the Motorist Friend, it really dates me. They had the Santa Clauses on TV, and he was the quintessential Santa Claus. He was just marvelous, and I thought, man, I would love to be like him. Well, anyhow, I bulked myself up a little bit by putting wearing my hockey pants, which are pretty bulky to begin with, because I'm a goaltender, and putting some pillows in. So it gave me a little bit of girth to be the jolly old elf. And I had two really bizarre experiences over the years playing Santa. One of these, one time, I had an aunt who was in a nursing home. It was in the basement of a hospital, Seidel Hospital in Mechanicsburg, which now is another facility. It really no longer exists as a hospital. And the basement of that place always creeped me out. And she's one of my favorite aunts. She actually ended up living till about 93. She just had problems with her legs, and that's really why she was in there. She wasn't doing too bad. Anyhow, I asked that, I called and asked one of the nurses if it would be all right if I came in there as Santa and maybe pass out some treats to the other residents, including my aunt, of course. Well, I went in to see my aunt, and oh, they all thought this was a great idea. I'm making a round of Santa Claus, and as I'm going around the perimeter, this one older lady comes out on a wheelchair. Obviously, she has some sort of dementia. And she looked at me and she said, "There he is! There's that son of a beep, beep! There's that beep, beep, beep!"
Nice.
It's like, oh, my God. Okay. She obviously doesn't like Santa Claus. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, realize, all right, you know, did she have a really bad experience with Santa as a kid or what? But they kind of persuaded her to get back in there. So that was a... one of my Santa experiences. And the other one actually occurred several years before this. And this is a real winner, too. At the time, we would rent a Santa suit for these events. And one day, we were having one at our company plant. And I arrived, and my big moment was going to come. And they had some other entertainment. I think that's the one year they had a local guy. The guy's really good. He looked like Pee-wee Herman, and he had an act called Pee-wee's Cousin. So he would go out and do his thing and do some little magic tricks and things for the kids. And I was in getting ready to put this Santa suit on. Well, I opened up the box, and here we realized that the place that rented the suit, which also rented tuxes and stuff, gave us a used suit that had not been cleaned. This thing smelled like a bar room. It smelled of smoke, stale beer. It was absolutely hideous. I guarantee that any squatcher that's been out in the woods and smelled something that they thought was really bad, the rank odor that might come from, a possible Bigfoot sighting, it could not be worse than this. It was hideous. Well, what could I do? We had no choice, but I had to put this thing on. Someone went, we had an indoor tennis court at the time, and they had showers. Somebody went and got a can of Right Guard, and they hosed me down with this Right Guard. I went out, and you could tell some of these kids, they had a lot of trepidation, like, oh, it's like it. And afterwards, I know one of my friends there, John, my kid said, that was the weirdest smelling Santa. He was nasty. It was just so horrible.
Yikes.
And even the beard was wet. It was so disgusting. I got home, and I stood in the shower until the hot water was used up. I just scrubbed myself down. You know, I had these lurid visions of who was wearing this suit, what they were doing in the suit. It was just bizarre. But anyhow, it's not certainly paranormal, but I do have that recollection of Christmas and being Santa. I just thought that might be worth sharing.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, John. That's an interesting but smelly story. It stinks.
Oh, yeah.
Cooties for Christmas.
I'm sorry?
Hey, cooties for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, cooties for Christmas. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, folks, I just wanted to call and share that. And again, congratulations on all the downloads of the show.
Thank you.
Listen now and then when I can, and perhaps get together sometime in 2014. And just another plug for MUFON, and I don't have the exact date in front of me, but we, PA MUFON, will actually be hosting the national convention in the Philly area this July.
Awesome.
So we've had some great conferences in Philly. And of course, Eric, I know you've been involved in cooperating with PBS and the one that you hosted out in Pittsburgh at one time.
Yep.
And we're not sure of the guests that we're going to have as far as our speakers, but it's going to be a great event. And anyone interested in ufology... it's actually, I can't even remember when we've had the MUFON conference anywhere in the East. So it's going to be a really great event, and we'll certainly be sharing the info.
Fantastic. We look forward to it, John, and thanks for calling in. Please try to have a happy holiday. Give our best to Kelly when you talk with her. And thanks for being part of the show this year. We had you and Kelly on in March of this year.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Have a great, safe, happy holiday, Merry Christmas and all that. And just remember, if those in the audience, if you take your kids to see Santa sometime, then he might not be the freshest-smelling Santa. Just remember, it's best to never get a rented suit. And by the way, after that incident, I convinced my boss that, hey, we were spending at the time $40 to rent a thing. We could buy one for $100. Please buy me a suit.
Merry Christmas, John. Hey,
Merry Christmas, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
All right, before we take our break, we're going to take one more caller from the 601 area code. Thanks for your patience. The lines are just lighting up tonight, folks, and we ask that if you do try to call in and you can't get in right away, hang in there. We will get you on the air as quick as we can. So let's go to the 601 area code. What's your name and where are you calling from tonight?
Well, my name's Brian, and I'm actually calling from Texarkana, Texas. I've just got a Mississippi phone number.
Well, thank you, Brian, for calling in.
All right. I called in the other day whenever Lyle was on, and mm-hmm. I would say my Christmas present to y'all is I've listened to y'all for a while, and to compliment you and your show, because you're extremely focused, interested, and you researched the guests on the show, and it really makes for an interesting show. There's others out there, and that's why you've got all the hits. I mean, there's other shows out there that wander and have boring buttons and whatever. Y'all are straight to it, very interesting, and you know, the time is up before you know it. So that's your present from me.
Well, thank you, Brian.
And my comment was, you know, I had on the chat room, I had said something about tonight's show with Lyle and Craig. You know, I just want to publicly say, man, I'm proud of those two guys, because they are taking the interest of just cryptozoology and just the whole thing, they're helping it get to another level. And you know, bringing the science community across the table, let's hope.
Definitely.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
And my Christmas story is, and I've just went and threatened my kids and all, you know, stay out of the room. Because every other year, I've got a 12-year-old and a 6-year-old. Every other year, I've dressed up as Santa Claus on Christmas Eve, and my wife would be involved, and we would record it. And you talk about some memories, and I'm in there whole trying to change my voice, and it creates a great memory, and we've got those videos. And, you know, when they grow up, and after the first shock of, hey, I can't believe you did that. But imagine the stories they're going to be able to tell, just about as much as if they had saw Bigfoot or something.
Yeah.
They, you know, they believe they saw Santa Claus for real. And, you know, we did tell my 12-year-old, because at some point she believed it to the point where she started getting into tussles with kids at school. So, because she did see him. He,
sure.
He saw me.
That's awesome.
So, when my son gets a little older, we're going to have to tell him, because we don't want him getting all upset with people.
Sure.
But, look, great show, and I know that's not much, but, I mean, as soon as this show's over with, I'm going right over to Destination America and listening and watching my buddy. So y'all have a great day, great night, and have a great Christmas.
Thank you, Brian.
Again.
Thanks for calling in. Happy holidays to you, and thanks for listening. We're glad you enjoy the show.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You too. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Very cool. Very cool, Lon. We got another caller. I think we're just going to skip the 8:30 break and do it at 9. So
yeah, let's keep going.
we'll add this caller from the 814 area code to the program. Welcome to BTE Radio. Happy holidays. Where are you calling from tonight?
From Bedford, Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Who are we talking with?
Patty Wilson.
I thought I recognized your voice, Patty. How are you doing, my dear?
I'm doing just fine. I wanted to wish you guys Merry Christmas, and I will tell you a little Christmas story of my own.
Fantastic. Please do.
Well, for years I lived in the first floor of an old hotel. It was actually a building that was over 200 years old. It was so old there were actually no records for when it was built. And my kids and Scott and I lived in the first floor for 9 years. Right after we moved in, we began to hear children running and laughing up and down the long lobby hallway, which is now the hallway back to our bedrooms. This went on for the years and years that we lived in the house, and we heard them all the time. And all our holiday photographs and birthday photographs, things like that, where the kids were opening presents, there were always these two little white orbs. You could take pictures any other time of year, it wouldn't have anything in them, but as soon as there were presents to be opened, it was like two children waiting to see what was in the packages. Mm. About 5 years after we moved into the house, I bought a fiber optic angel. She was beautiful. And I would be the last person to leave the house in the morning and the first one to get back in the afternoon. And I always made sure the angel was unplugged when I left in the morning. And it began, I began to come home and find it plugged in the afternoon. And I couldn't figure it out. I talked to Scott. I talked to the kids. I said, you know, guys, we've got to make sure this thing is not plugged in. It's an old house, bad wiring. You know, I'm not sure it's, I trust it. I certainly don't want to leave things plugged in like that. Well, one day I'm at the house by myself, and I know it's unplugged because I've unplugged it. And I'm working in the back of the house, and I come out, and it's plugged in. And I hear a little giggle, and footsteps run past me. And I thought, okay, I get it. If you know me, you know me well enough to know that I'm not afraid of ghosts. So I stood in the living room that day holding on to the cord to the angel and explaining to the ghost children in the house that you can't plug the angel in whenever I'm not around, because if you do so, you could catch the house on fire and none of us would have a place to live. After that, for about 2 weeks, the angel didn't get plugged in, and then I came home one day, and it was plugged in again, and I'd have to give this lecture every year two or three times to my ghost children to remind them that I would leave the angel on for them when I was home, but it could not be on whenever we were gone. And that's my little ghost story.
Very nice. I love it. I love it.
Very nice. Yes, yes it is.
Very cool. Patty, thank you for calling in, my dear. I hope you and Scott have a wonderful holiday season. Please give our best to Scott when you see him, when you talk with him. And
I will.
Any big plans for the holiday this year?
No, actually, it's going to be kind of a quiet holiday. If, as you know, my mom had a car accident a year ago, so we're just going to go and spend the day with her and enjoy family.
Good. Sometimes that's the best way to have holidays. It's just nice, quiet, and with the family.
Yes, and we're very grateful we have her because we weren't sure we were going to after that accident. It was a serious one.
Well, blessings to you and your family and to your mother as well. We hope for her continued successful recovery, and I look forward to seeing you in April. I know we're going to be together at Butler.
Oh, you're kidding. I already got it on my calendar.
There you go. Always
a
pleasure, Patty.
And a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you, my dear. Always a pleasure. And again, I'll be talking with you real soon, and we're going to have to get you on the show again with us this year coming up.
I would love that. That'd be a lot of fun.
All right. Awesome. Well, you have a wonderful night. Thanks for calling in, and Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you all.
Good night.
Good night, honey.
Our good friend Patty Wilson, author, paranormal investigator, just a really great woman. I love Patty to death. She's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. See how simple it is, folks, to call in tonight? 877-677-2858. 877-677-2858. Call in and be part of the show. Share a Christmas story with us. Even if you don't have a Christmas story with us, just or to share with us, call in and say hello and wish everybody a Merry Christmas. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking for our past guests from the year, friends, fans of the show, family. You're more than welcome to call in. I will run very quickly through our past guest list. And Lon, I was looking back through 2013 at some of the people we've had on the program, and it blew my mind at some of the names we've had on the show.
Yeah, we had a good year. I mean, we've had some very, very good guests.
Yeah, we had Jeff Belanger kicking off the year in January. We had him on, and we were talking about, unfortunately, we were talking about the Newtown shootings when we had Jeff on the program. But it was still an excellent show and great to talk with him. We've had our good friends Billy Willard and Steve Calls. You remember Steve and Billy talking about Bigfoot and the Bigfoot Roundtable we did? Our good friend Ken Pfeiffer from New Jersey MUFON was on the show back in late January on the 27th. Mac Maloney, a multiple guest on the program, he was talking about UFOs during wartime. He was on in February with us. And our good buddy from the TV show Finding Bigfoot, Cliff Berrickman, joined us on the program for a wonderful interview back in February. Psychic medium and radio host, investigator Scotty Rourke joined us in February, as well as did John Brightman. We talked with John from New England Paranormal Research about the Bridgewater Triangle, one of my favorite areas. Love that place. Chad Lambert. You remember we had Chad on. He's an author, comic book writer, and he appeared in Eyes of the Mothman documentary talking about the Mothman. Got to meet Chad at the Mothman Festival this past September. What a great guy he is, and what a great interview we had with him. Of course, we heard from John Weaver a little earlier. He and his wife, Kelly, were on the program for St. Paddy's Day. They joined us to talk about their research and played some really cool EVPs on that program. We had a very eclectic researcher and very well-known researcher, Christopher O'Brien, on in April. That was a great interview with Christopher. The Queen of the Paranormal joined us to talk about the Djinn, Rosemary Ellen Guiley. She was on with us at the end of March, as was John Zaffis, the godfather of the paranormal. We had clairvoyant medium Dawn Short. We had on with us David Rowntree back on the program, multiple guests. And Tracy Ray, psychic medium, was on the show with us. Our good friend and what a lovely woman, Sharon Day, author, blogger, paranormal researcher, co-host of a radio program. She's doing wonderful things these days. She's actually into the stock market now, Lon. She's trading stocks. So hopefully Sharon will give us a call during tonight's program. Jeff Hilling, you remember Jeff talking about Bigfoot? Author and researcher, talked about the Patterson-Gimlin film, and we talked with him about a book that he'd just released about the American Bigfoot and whether or not it was all legitimate or it was all just a big hoax, you know, all made up through media. It was an interesting interview with him. We had Dr. Rita Louise on in June. Stan Gordon, our good friend Stan, was on with us in June as well, as was Tom Fusco, if you remember Thomas. We talked with him about the wormhole theories and interdimensional travel and all that good stuff. We did another research roundtable, which have been pretty popular this year, Lon, the Cryptid Roundtable with Ken Gerhard and our good friend J.C. Johnson.
That yeah, they've been very popular.
Yeah, yep. We had the rock and roll ghost hunter Keith Age on with us back in July, and that show was co-hosted by our good friend Tim Yancey, who was former host of Encounters Paranormal Radio series, and he did a lot of work with George Lutz from the Amityville Horror. One of our most popular shows this year, and one of my favorite shows, and an awesome topic to discuss, we had David Politis on, and we talked about the missing 411.
I get people ask me, talking to me about that show still yet, you know. We had to try to get David back on. That was probably our most popular show this past year.
Yeah, we still get a lot of downloads for that show. We had Pat Spain, who is a biologist, and he was the star of the short-lived TV program Beast Hunter on the Nat Geo channel. It was great to talk to Pat about his different travels across the world and investigating different creatures, Mekele Mbembe, and, of course, the Orang Pendek, and a variety of different animals that he's looked into. Our good friend and author, paranormal researcher, investigator Nick Redfern joined us in July to talk about his book, The Monster Files. That was a really good book, by the way. I really enjoyed that. We talked with Chad Lewis in August about the Van Meter Visitor. Remember that weird bat-like creature?
Another great interview. That was that whole thing's that was a strange incident, and yeah, we got a lot of I got a lot of comments about that show as well.
Yes, sure did. It was a great show. And back with us in September, we had our good friend Linda Godfrey on. We talked with her about the dog man and werewolf stories and that one that was on Paranormal Witness this past year from Maine.
Yep.
That was a great interview with our good friend Linda. Ken Gerhard came back and we talked about flying humanoids in September. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, his book was fantastic.
Yeah,
very good book.
Very good book. And I actually got the chance to spend a couple of weekends with Ken this past year. We both went to several events together. We were at Parafest and we were at I just drew a blank. I hate when I do that. We were at Keith Age's Mid-South Paranormal Conference together, and it was great to hang out with Ken for a few weeks this past summer and early September. Chris Dedman was on with us, along with Bruce Tango, and that was a fun interview back in September as well. Two of my close friends, Brian Seach and Dave Rupert, were on the program with us in September for a Bigfoot roundtable as we talked about Bigfoot in Pennsylvania. Dave is, of course, the co-founder of Legend Hunters, and Brian is, of course, founder of Center for Cryptozoological Studies and the Center for Unexplained Events. We kicked off Shocktober with two good guys, really good guys in my opinion, and I become friends with them, Chris DeCesare and Jeff Unger. They talked about their experience in college they had with the haunting. at the Genosa College.
God, I forgot how you pronounce it.
Genosa College.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yep, and then we took our first crack at serial killers this year, Lon.
Yeah.
We had Jeff Mudgett, author and great-great-grandson of America's first serial killer, H.H. Holmes, on the program. That was a really fascinating interview. A
lot of comments on that show as well.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. We had our first witch on the show, practicing Wiccan Maya Ohm, joined us as we kicked off Shocktober, as we rolled into Shocktober, I should say. She was on the program with us to talk about witchcraft and the Wiccan arts.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we wrapped up October with our Halloween special with the Johnson brothers, Keith and Carl Johnson. They talked about that really cool haunting that was the case for the movie The Conjuring, the haunting that took place in Harrisville, Rhode Island, with the Perrin family.
Yeah, that was a good show. That was a very interesting show as well. It was good. It was nice to get kind of the background of what happened in that case.
Yeah, and they were the first two investigators on scene mm-hmm. for that that investigation, and they shared some pretty interesting information with us.
Mm-hmm.
Also in November, we talked more about serial killers, and I found that to be a very fascinating show with Catherine Ramsland. Mm-hmm. She was a great guest, a lot of information, and we've got to get her back on the show again for a future show to talk more about serial killers and more about what she does.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We had investigator, author, and researcher Nicole Strickland on the show. She played some EVPs for us, and we talked about the haunted Queen Mary. That was a great interview with Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoyed that. And thanks to your suggestion, we had a lovely lady on the program by the name of Kathleen Martin. She was on with us in mid-November to talk about her research, her book, The Alien Abduction Files. And we had a great time with Kathleen on the program.
Yeah, that was another fantastic book. I tell you, there have been some decent books written this year.
Oh, yeah.
And, last not least, with Lyle's book, The Bishopville Monster. Oh, you know, that was an astounding book.
It was. And I was just getting to Lyle, as a matter of fact. He mm-hmm. was on the 1st of December with us just a few weeks back talking about the Lizard Man of Bishopville, South Carolina. And as Brian mentioned when he called in, Lyle Blackburn and Craig Woolheater will be featured on Monsters and Mysteries in America tonight on the American Discovery Channel, or
it's Destination America.
Thank you. I there's so many networks that I don't even pay attention to who they are.
Yeah.
I just turn the TV on. Our good friend, the paranormal pastor, Robin Swope, joined us last week on the show as we talked about the Slender Man and the truths behind that legend and some of his research into exorcisms and dealing with the paranormal. Another great interview. So all in all, it's been a fantastic year for guests on the program.
A very, very interesting year. And hopefully we can keep it going. I've been very... very happy with the way things are going with the show this year, and that so many people want to be on the show, and that we've had very good, very good live amount of live listeners, people in the chat room. Thank them, and I just hope we can keep it going. It's been great.
It has been, and January 2014 is going to be even better. Just got a message from our good friend, the Fork Chop, Sean Forker. He asked me to send along his love and seasonal warm wishes to our nation beyond. He says he misses us, and he'll see us in 2014.
That's good.
Good news, good news. Well, since we skipped our 8:30 break, what do you say we go ahead and take our break now at 9 o'clock, and we will step away for a moment, get something cold to drink, and we ask that if you want to call in tonight, it's real simple to do. We invite you to call in, as a matter of fact, 877-677-2858. Again, 877-677-2858 or 724-824-1494. And we'll get you on the air as quick as we can. The phone lines were pretty busy for a little bit there. If we do bring you on the air and we don't answer the call right away, we just ask that you sit quietly and patiently. We will get to you. Turn your radios off in the background. We don't need any extra background feed or feedback. So we'll be back after the break, Lon. We're going to step away, and when we come back, we've got more great discussion here on our annual holiday bash. It's BTE Radio Live on the Para-X Radio Network.
We'll be back with more from the bad boys of alternative talk radio. BTE Radio. We'll be right back.
Radio.
And welcome back to tonight's Christmas special. It is our annual holiday bash here at BTE Radio, Beyond the Edge Radio, live here on the Para X Radio Network. I'm Eric Altman. Along with me is your co-host, Lon Strickler from Phantoms and Monsters. Lon, it's been a busy year over at Phantoms and Monsters this year.
It's always busy over there.
Well, a little more so than normal this year. We've got a lot of stories.
We've gotten a lot. Well, you know, I had the first book come out in September of 2012. And it's been busy enough that I was able to get some, you know, a decent amount of personal reports that I could put in the new book that was published about 3 weeks ago. So, yeah, I guess it has been a lot. You know, I kind of take it. The year goes by so quickly, and, you know, when you do this every day, it just flies by. And, you know, I it's hard for me to even fathom how much is coming in. But, yeah, I guess there has been a lot.
Yeah, it's been crazy busy for all of us this year. I know Sean's been busy with Bigfoot research and activity and paranormal research as well with the Keystone Bigfoot Project. And that's who we're missing tonight, by the way. And we might get a little Christmas present from Santa Claus. We might get a little visit from the Fork Chop here on the program in maybe just a few minutes. But it's been a busy year for me as far as conventions, conferences, events, traveling all around the country and speaking. I did 14 of them this year. Amazing. Had the movie come out, had a documentary come out that I took part in both of. I know you're going to be in a television show. You've had two books come out this year. It's been a very busy year for all of us.
Yeah, plus I've gotten into the, you know, this Todd Seeds investigation, and that's been taking a lot of time. And also, there's another investigation I'm involved with now down in South Central Pennsylvania. But I can't really get into that right now, but it's going to be, when I do present it, it's going to be a series on the blog. So
good deal.
Yeah, it's been a lot of stuff.
Well, as I said, we might get a little special visit from our good friend, the Fork Chop. And speaking of which, ask for it for Christmas and you shall get it. Welcome to the show, Sean. How you doing, my bud?
Ho, ho, ho. Absolutely correct, guy.
Welcome to the show, buddy. We miss you here.
Yeah, I'll be back here soon, Bill, so you won't be missing me that much.
Well, you've been quite busy this past December with working and the family, and it's been keeping you real busy, but we do miss you here at BT Radio, and it's good to hear your voice, my friend.
Well, it's good to be here. I'll be here briefly. I'm on my way home right now, so I just figured I'd call in and listen and see what's going on, and I'll mute myself here, and if I'm ready to chime in, I'll just butt in.
All right, great. We'll keep you on the line with us. That's a great Christmas present for us here, Lon. The little Fork Chop. All right, we go to the 717 area code. Welcome to BTE Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ed Kreis. I'm from Needmore, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Ed. How are you doing? Welcome to the show and happy holidays.
Same to you.
So you have a Christmas story for us tonight?
Sure. As a matter of fact, I've been working with one of your colleagues here, Lon Strickler.
Okay.
Strickler?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just can't say if he is or I should be chit-chatting with him. He pretty much knows what's going on. I just don't say hey. And, you know, just see what's going on here. I can't listen in here. I just call in.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much. Well,
thanks for calling in, Ed. And I got a few things to talk to you about, so I guess we'll talk this week.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful holiday, Ed, and Merry Christmas to you.
You have the same.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Take care now.
Bye.
It's that simple, folks, to call in and join us on the program tonight. You pick up the phone, whether it's a cell phone or your home phone, a home line, or even your internet radio, your Skype radio. You can friend us at Beyond TER and call in and join us, 877-677-2858. Let's go to this call. I know who this gentleman is. He's a good friend of mine from the Oregon area. Welcome to the show. Who's this and where are you calling from tonight?
Hey there, this is Cliff Berrickman, and I happen to be calling from Gallup, New Mexico.
Oh, you're in New Mexico, Cliff. Welcome to the program, and happy holidays, my friend.
Thank you. You too, man. I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it unless I forgot about it, I'll say that.
It's great to hear from you, and I got some pretty exciting news this past week, And it was announced that you're going to be in Ohio in April speaking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be at the Ohio Bigfoot Conference. I was excited to find out Lyle was going to be speaking as well. And then, of course, I was invited, and I happened to be able to make it. We're not in production at that time for Finding Bigfoot. So I'll be there, and now it's just a matter of choosing what to do a presentation on.
Fantastic. I found out you and Lyle were going to be there. I wasn't planning on going this year because I've been to so many in the past year and a half. I just decided to take a break. But when I found out you and Lyle were going to be there, I got my VIP ticket, buddy. So I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Awesome. And that's one of the reasons I'm going out, actually. It's either they don't pay me for anything like that, you know. I'm mostly going out to hang out with my friends, you know, because I may be on television, all that nonsense. And it really is nonsense. But I'm a Bigfooter, and that's my community, and that's where I belong. And long after the show goes away, you'll still find me at places like that.
Oh, yeah. And you're very well respected and very well loved by everybody in the community. That's a given. But how are things on the road with you? Are you being safe out there? Anything exciting and new you're allowed to share with us?
I'm not really allowed to share a whole lot. I probably shouldn't have even said that from Gallup, New Mexico, but whatever. It's better. I always figure it's better to apologize and ask permission. We're filming a really interesting episode because, you know, the show's kind of formulaic, right? So we're putting effort into breaking the format and doing new and interesting show ideas and twists and variations on the theme, I guess, you know, for musicians out there. So we're doing a really interesting show this run, I guess I should say. And then the best news for me, of course, is I get to actually go home on Friday. So
I'm
looking forward to going home and actually being back. Well, I can't really say I'll be in Portland the whole time because my folks live in Long Beach, California, so I'll be going down there for the holidays. But I still get about, you know, 7 or 8 days at home before I have to hit the road again and film more of these things. So
fantastic, Cliff. That's wonderful to hear. I'm glad you'll be home for the holidays. Well, we won't keep you long. We want to say thank you so much for calling in and sharing some time with us tonight. We really, really appreciate it. And I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and your family.
Well, thank you very much. And same goes back to all of you guys.
Thanks, Cliff. I'll look forward to seeing you in April, my friend.
Cool. Very good, man. I'm looking forward to it. And give me a call if you need me for anything.
I will definitely do that. And give my best to the crew and the staff out there. It was great meeting everybody in last year in September, and I hope to see everybody again real soon.
All right, cool, man. Well, you guys have a good holiday season, and congratulations on another year down on Beyond the Edge Radio.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. You have a wonderful night, bud. Take care.
All right. Later, guys. Bye-bye.
See ya.
What is this, Eric, now? Eight years?
Seven years. It's amazing, isn't it? It's just so hard to fathom that we've had so many people, so many great guests on the show. And speaking of great guests, Cliff Berrickman from Finding Bigfoot was on the program with us this past year. Wonderful to hear from Cliff. Another great gentleman who's on the phone standing by right now is going to be on the show with us in January. His name is David Weatherly. Hey, David, how you doing, my friend? And Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
How are things going down there in the New Mexico area?
Well, it's great. I'm actually in Arizona. it's wonderful. It's a bit chilly, running snow at the moment, but it's coming.
Well, yeah. Everybody,
I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and you know, congratulate you on your success with all those downloads. The show's going great. I kind of had it on in the background here in my office while I was working at my next book, and if I had trouble, and wish you guys happy holidays.
Well, thank you, David. We really appreciate hearing from you and looking forward to talking with you coming up here in just a few short weeks about your new book.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I hope you had a chance to look through it some and look at some of the weird things that I've uncovered, but some of the latest ones.
Oh, it's going to be great. I've started reading through it and perusing through the first couple chapters, and what I've reading so far is blowing my mind. So it's going to be exciting to talk with you in a couple weeks.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully might end up in Pennsylvania at some point this year and have you take me out to some hot spots, huh?
Definitely. I would be more than honored to, my friend, more than honored to. So look forward to it.
Hey, listen, great work, guys, and keep it up. I'm looking forward to see what you put out in 2014.
Thank you, David. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, my friend. We'll talk with you real soon.
Take care, David.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Mm-hmm. And from David Weatherly, we go to the 724 area code. Who's this and where are you calling from tonight?
Now, what would a call-in show to BTE Radio be without a call from the Reaper?
Al, how you doing, my friend?
No, I'm okay.
Hey, Al.
A little bit cold. Hi, Lon.
Hey, what's up, Al?
Oh, a little bit cold here in the realm.
Yeah, well,
of course we've got the Fork Chop on the line too, who just said hello.
Oh, hi, Sean.
Hey, Al, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you. Merry Christmas to everybody. I don't have any stories other than every time I go to Gettysburg and walk the battlefields, I feel like I'm being watched. But
yeah, I know what you're talking about, man. You know, John Weaver was talking about being out there in the wintertime. That is the best time to go, quite honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great. I mean, you freeze your ass off, but I love being out there in the winter.
I love being out there anytime.
I'd love to go back. I'd have to arrange something, but yeah. Mostly called it to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and see how everybody was.
Well, we're keeping busy as always, Al. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas, my friend.
Yeah, thanks. I'll tell you, the show's been going great guns this year, too. I wanted to tell you that. I went over to, I forget the website. I reviewed the show for you, though.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that very much.
Oh, it's okay. My pleasure. That's about all. I used to be on the radio. You'd never think I would get tongue-tied sometimes.
You never.
Yeah, we all get tongue-tied.
I'm the king of tongue-tied. What are you talking about?
We'll do the other voice. There. That's better. No, I'll do my old radio voice.
My friend
was not. If Baker was on, he'd probably be screaming, "Don't bring the woman back, please."
Probably. I don't think Baker likes women. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I want to thank you, Al, for all the years of support and listening to the show that you've shown us, and we really appreciate it, my friend.
Glad to. If you ever get up to my neck of the woods, come on up and see the new house, will you?
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to get up to Newcastle and see you very, very soon. It's been long overdue.
Okay, you take care now.
Okay, Al, you have a good night. Thanks, care. Merry Christmas.
Bye, guys.
All right, and from the Reaper, Al, we go to the 847 area code. Hi, who is this and where are you calling from tonight?
This is Rockin' JB, 106.7 FM. How are you doing, Eric? This is Jay from Southeast Wisconsin of WPI. How are you doing?
Good, man. How you doing, brother?
I had to oomph it up a little bit with the radio voice here.
You did very well.
I just wanted to wish you and Lon and Sean, I know you're listening, a very Merry Christmas. You guys are awesome. Love your show. I tune in every week and listen to the podcast at least twice a week on my commute.
Well, thank you, Jay. We appreciate that. We look forward to having you on the show with us January 19th, one of our first guests of 2014. Oh.
Well, that is great. It's a privilege, and I wanted to thank you for that. And, it'll be me and my lead investigator, Alan Dunsky, will be joining me on it. So we should be able to definitely fill you guys in with what's going on in the weird Southeast Wisconsin. Besides the Packers winning, pulling one out. we're so close to that. I say that we live behind the Cheddar Curtain because we're so close to Illinois. And I'm a Bears fan, so...
I know.
we're in enemy territory here.
Yeah,
but,
pretty much.
Yeah. So definitely, we'll definitely keep you guys up to date with everything that's been going on out here and what we've been up to. And, it's just an honor and a privilege that you guys will want us on, and we're looking forward to it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're looking forward to talking with you. Folks, you can learn more about Jay and the Wisconsin Paranormal Investigators by going to their website, WPIHuntsTheTruth.com. Again, WPIHuntsTheTruth.com. Check that website out. It's a really cool website. You guys do some great work, and we want to thank you for your support, listening to the show, and look forward to having you on, Jay.
Oh, well, thank you, Eric, and definitely looking forward to it. Lon, have a very Merry Christmas. And thanks, Lon. And Sean, if you're listening, is he still on the line? The Fork Chopper?
Yeah, I think he's still there.
I'm still here. I'm still here somewhere.
Okay, Sean, you have a Merry Christmas too. You guys all be well, and here's to a healthy and prosperous new year.
Same to you, Jay. Thank you very much, my friend.
We'll talk to you, man. Thanks.
Take care.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
It's just as that easy, folks, to call in tonight to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, say hello. We have Cliff Berrickman, David Weatherly, John Weaver, Patty Wilson, The Reaper, a lot of great guests. Dale from Williamsport calling in, a lot of great guests calling in the program tonight. The Fork Chop has joined us. How much more festive can you get, folks? The Fork Chop is in the house. And he's muted.
He's muted.
I'm going to burn someone down up here in my parking spot, I'll tell you that.
if I had the sleigh bells, I'd be ringing them right now. It's been a great show so far, and I've really enjoyed talking to a lot of great people and a lot of great friends, past guests that we've had on this past year. And hopefully we're going to get a lot of great new guests and new faces on the show this coming year in 2014. We're going to continue to get bigger and better. And it's all thanks to you, our listeners. As I've said every week on the show, we wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for you. Sean and I started this show way back in October of 2006. I remember sitting outside under my canopy in my yard talking to Sean on the phone saying, hey, let's come up with a different type of show. Instead of being a Bigfoot show, because Sean was doing a Bigfoot show at that time, I said, why don't we come up with a paranormal talk show? And I remember some of the names that you sent me, Sean. They were pretty off the wall.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. Mm-hmm.
All right, good. I just got home, so I can take you off hands-free. Yeah, I remember that, Eric. It was it's been a long time ago now when we sit back and think about it. 7 years, that's a long time. We've seen a lot of shows come and go, but in various incarnations, we've been around.
Oh, yeah, we've been around. And a variety of different co-hosts, a variety of hosts, a variety of formats, a variety of networks.
We've tried it all.
We've done it all.
We've tried it all.
And then, of course, Lon joined us in about 3 years ago, Lon?
Yeah, I think it was 2010.
Yep, about 3 years ago, Lon joined us. We've had Nick Redfern on as one of our correspondents, James Baker, Scott Walton, Monica Rollins. We've had a variety of different people on the show. Joe Biello.
Joe Biello.
Yep, yep. A lot of different people on the show as either correspondents or co-hosts. And BT has really evolved and changed over the years. And we keep doing it because we have wonderful listeners. And the Nation Beyond continues to grow, Sean.
It grows and grows and grows, man. And there's no signs of stopping. You remember when we decided to bring Lon on the show?
I think it was in 2010.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing. It was an odd synchronicity you and I had, because we were both looking for someone to replace me on from being full time for a while, and I think you and I both kind of simultaneously came up with the same name.
Yep, Lon Strickler.
It was meant to be, and here's Lon now doing a fantastic job.
That he does. Each and every week, Lon is here. And does a great job bringing us news of the paranormal, strange, and unusual from Phantoms and Monsters, and his research, and some very great and very interesting questions that he asks our guests every week.
I just make it weirder, man. That's all.
Yes, you do. You make it weirder, that's for sure. But BTE has been a labor of love for the three of us now the last 3 years, and for Sean and I the last 7 years. And we do it for the fans. We do it for our friends, and we do it for people that love the Paranormal Talk Radio. Without you guys tuning in each and every week and downloading 250,000 shows over the past year, I saw that number today and it just literally brought tears to my eyes. I could not believe that many people have listened to BTE Radio. I'm just truly, my heart is just touched because of that.
Yeah, we never did it for numbers. We've always did it because it's been a labor of love, but the numbers sure make you feel good, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do. So we're doing something right. Either that or people have problems sleeping at night, one of the two. But this is our annual Christmas bash, our holiday bash 2013. The phone lines are open at 877-677-2858, 1-877-677-2858, toll free, of course. Or you can call in at the other number, 724-824-1110. 1-4-9-4-7-2-4-8-2-4-1-4-9-4. We'd love to hear from you tonight. Share with us a Christmas memory, a Christmas story. If you just want to call in and say hello, you got something paranormal going on you want to talk about, that's what we're here for. We'd love to hear from our fans, our friends, our former guests. It's great to hear from anybody who calls in, really. We appreciate it. So, Sean, let me ask you, my friend, I know you've been really busy with retail, and your job's keeping you on the road quite a bit away from home. How's the paranormal activity been up there where you're at? A lot of Bigfoot stuff going on?
You know, it's been kind of quiet, oddly, for this time of year, but we haven't been out a whole lot. I want to go out. I'm probably going to take the guys out from the Keystone Bigfoot Project probably Monday night.
Oh, good.
We're going to go out for a while. We got a nice, fresh amount of snow going on. You know, deer hunting is pretty much going to be under wraps. You know, I'm not a hunter, so I'm not familiar with those things. But
it's over.
Oh, good. Thank God.
That's what I'm saying.
It's over at nighttime anyhow. Nobody better shoot us. But we're just going to get out there and take a look and see what we can find. It's been quiet in terms of reports. Not a whole lot coming in. Aside from Dale, you know, Dale kind of tracked me down and brought these pictures to my attention, and he already had them in the works with MUFON, so I'm interested for you guys to take a look at them and analyze them and give opinions on them.
Yeah, he did send them to us, and I'll get them forwarded to Lon here after the show's over, and we'll take a look and see what we think. But it's been an interesting year as far as reports go Bigfoot-wise here in Pennsylvania for us. I know that the PBS has been out and investigating a lot of cases in a variety of areas. Clearfield County, of course. Fayette County still continues to have sightings coming out of that area. We get them from all over the state, up in Lycoming County, Sullivan County, up in Williamsport. We're keeping quite busy with the reports coming in. Not the same steady pace as 2009 or 2010, but we're still getting them throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, I mean, the reports we've been getting aren't coming from the traditional reporting areas aside from Fayette.
It's good that people are actually contacting yourself and Lon and myself and reporting these things. That way we can get them investigated, you know, find out if there's any validity to them and find out really what's going on out there. We're looking for the truth and trying to see if what it equates to as far as these cases go. And we appreciate everybody that's submitted reports to us. A lot of interesting experiences in the woods and a lot of interesting activity reported.
Almost definitely. And, you know, I've been working on you sent me a case from Cliff that I've been working on for a bigger part of the year now with ongoing activity from that homestead. And we're going out again here in a couple weeks.
Good. Good deal.
We've been getting advice for over a year, so it's been very interesting.
Yeah. Cliff has been a phenomenal friend, not only to the show, but to you and me and Lon as well. And anytime he gets something for Pennsylvania, being that he's on the road with Finding Bigfoot and doing what he's doing, he sends reports from Pennsylvania to us. And, of course, they go out to PBS researchers such as yourself and others around the state to follow up. And we've gotten a lot of really cool reports thanks to Cliff. So thank you, Cliff, if you're still listening. We appreciate you, buddy, very, very much so. And we thank you for having enough faith and confidence in us to send those reports to get them followed up on. There's been a lot sent to us thanks to Cliff this year.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff. We really appreciate the reports. Keep sending them to us if you're... And come on out anytime if you want to tag along with us. We'd be glad to have you.
Oh, most definitely. And I want to throw a quick plug out for Cliff because not only is he a great guy and a good friend, you know, regardless of if he's in Finding Bigfoot or not, that's besides the point. I've known Cliff for many years now, going back to 2007. We met in California at the 40th annual Patterson-Gimlin film tribute. And great guy, a lot of fun. Met him again in 2009 at the Bob Gimlin tribute dinner they had for him up there in Washington State. And then, of course, I saw him in September of last year when he was in Pennsylvania. But this year, he put out a really cool DVD with his good friend Craig Flippy. It's called Bigfoot Road Trip. And I had the chance to order the DVD and watch it. And if you guys have not seen this yet, you'll get to see Cliff in a totally different light than you see him on Finding Bigfoot. He has so much fun in this video. He's goofy, silly. There's Bigfoot puppets in the DVD. He and Craig are just a blast in this DVD, and I can't recommend it highly enough. So go to his website, cliffberrickman.com, and you can order a copy of this great DVD called Bigfoot Road Trip. I highly recommend it. You'll have a blast watching it. You'll get some good laughs from it. And you get to see Cliff in his natural element out there doing Bigfoot research. It's a lot of fun.
Mm, sounds interesting.
It is, Lon. I really, really enjoy it. I've watched it a couple times. And he's got some really interesting cases on there, like the London Trackway find that occurred last year, and some other cases that he's investigated. And plus, he's out there. He goes to Mount St. Helens, to Ape Canyon. And he does a lot of fun stuff in the DVD. It's a blast to see. And supposedly, from what I hear, this is just the beginning of a series of DVDs that he's going to be putting out in the future. So check it out. It's called Bigfoot Road Trip. Stars Cliff Berrickman and Craig Flippy. Bobo's in it, and a bunch of other pretty well-known researchers are in it as well. You'll see them in it. So check it out. Go to cliffberrickman.com to order your copy.
I did want to mention something that I did post today, and see if we can get some help on this. As many people know, for much of 2013, I've been part of two important investigations, but the one in particular is that, and Sean's been involved with this as well, the Todd Season incident from Northumberland, Pennsylvania. And, since March of this year, We have been getting a few new disclosures about this investigation, and quite frankly, we're trying to get a roundtable put together, and I want to talk to Sean about that as well, because I want to invite him as well. It's going to be several investigators that have come together working on this case, and after we do that, I'm pretty sure that the group is going to have a final report on that case in the not so distant future. So, I've had a lot of people asking me about this, but today I posted a series of sketches that were done by a psychic artist, and actually we had these sketches done for another case I'm working on. And for whatever reason, the second series came to the psychic artist, and we really had no idea what it was involving. But after I talked to one of the investigators who's been working really close with this, he's been involved with both cases. So he and I are under the impression or just sense that this new sketch, or these two new sketches, are part of this Todd C's affair. So I've got it on the website, I've got it on the blog. If people go over there and look at phantomsandmonsters.com, if you do recognize the picture or have any, I know it's a long shot, but if it does kind of spark something, I'd really appreciate some information. I've got a few inklings of what this very well may be, but I want to get some feedback. So, hopefully we can get some good information out on this case. We've been working really hard on it, and I think we've come a lot further than anybody else has on this. And to the one person in particular I've been working with, he and his group have really been checking a lot of things out, and he's involved me in, and I really appreciate it. But hopefully we can come up with something that's going to blow the lid off this case.
I did see the pictures today.
Yeah.
That put out. Interesting. Interesting. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I don't want to really say a whole lot. We've compared it with some things that we have had. And I had a series of photographs sent to me today, and I was kind of blown away by it. So I kind of got an idea where this is going to. And if it is, you know, if it is part of what we're working on, and the results of this may be very interesting. We've kind of, the people I've been working with have kind of debunked some of what was in the original report, the coroner's report, and a few other parts of this case. And I think people are going to be quite surprised what we're coming up with.
When they say working on it, they're not kidding. I mean, sometimes it's 1, 2 in the morning, I'll get a message from one that says, hey, check this out.
Yeah, it's been like that.
He works on this pretty intently, and it's bringing a lot of info up to light.
I think Lana's a vampire. He never sleeps.
I don't know. I don't feel like I sleep that much, and I know. Oh, I know I don't. You know, but you know when you got the irons in the fire, you got to kind of get it when you can. And you know, this case, I don't know what it is about this particular case. It's always fascinated me ever since it happened in 2002, and you know, it's just so much intrigue behind it. You know, I think I know where we're going with it, but you know, you still don't know yet. And we've had a lot of pushback on it, and you know, it'll be interesting to see what we do come up with.
I look forward to your final report. Very cool. We got about 20 minutes left in the program, and it's been a very entertaining and interesting show tonight. I'm so glad that Sean did call, and I'm glad you called in, buddy. I was hoping you'd join us. I know you said you were working late, but glad you were able to join us. We've got some great call-in guests tonight on the show, fans and friends of the show, along with some former guests, David Weatherly, Cliff Berrickman, Patty Wilson, John Weaver. So we appreciate those guys calling in, and we invite you to call in if you like. Join us on the celebration tonight, the holiday celebration. It's real easy to do. The toll-free number is 877-677-2858. Again, toll-free, 877-677-2858 or 724-824-1494. Again, 724-824-1494. Man, I'm telling you what, I really need to stop with all these numbers. My brain's starting to hurt. But we've got a question from the chat room, kind of a broken-up question. Comes from Brian in Texarkana. Wanted to know, the new book by Lisa Scheel, Forbidden Bigfoot, that Nick Redfern had a Mysterious Universal article on it. It presents an overall point of view on and research that says Bigfoot might be paranormal or UFO-involved. Such as, like, the tracks that disappear in the woods and snow or that just stop, that sort of thing. And I've been following that for a while, and it's been taking some criticism, pretty much, from the Bigfoot community. A lot of folks in the cryptid and Bigfoot community aren't too pleased with that side of the Bigfoot phenomenon. They don't – apparently a lot of closed minds out there that don't look into that sort of thing. But from my point of view and my opinion on Bigfoot, and it's changed over the years. I used to be a complete flesh and blood believer, thinking it's an animal, it's a terrestrial being, and I still
hung around me too long.
Well, no, not necessarily. That's part of it. That's part of it. But I really think that there's something else going on with this, because Lon, you're not the only researcher that talks about these cases, and people say there aren't these cases out there. If you do the research and you look, there are these strange cases out there.
Yeah.
They may or may not be related to Bigfoot, and it may be a situation where Bigfoot is in the same area as a UFO. I don't know. But it's gotten me to the point where I'm questioning a lot of these different theories and ideas and starting to look into them more now and to take a step back rather than be closed-minded and saying this is what it is. I'm looking at everything. And I think that's what Bigfoot researchers should do, because we don't have all the answers. We don't know what this thing is. I want to believe it's a flesh-and-blood animal of terrestrial origin that's just an undiscovered species of creature. However, at this point, we don't have a body. We don't have a specimen. We don't know. So I think that as a real researcher, you have to have an open mind and follow all avenues and look into all possibilities before you can come up with any kind of conclusion. So that's my take on it, Brian. Hopefully that answers your question. Now, we've got another phone call from the 239 area code. Hi, how are you doing tonight? Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Hey, Eric, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Who are we speaking with tonight?
Okay, it's Big Lou. This ain't the 239 area code. This is Afghanistan.
Big Lou from Afghanistan. How you doing, my friend? Thanks for calling in tonight. Great to hear from you.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciated the show and, you know, how much entertainment I get out of it, you know, during my downtime. And I appreciate everything y'all do. You know, it's a great show. I listen to multiple podcasts, but this is still one of my favorites.
Well, thank you, Lou. We really appreciate that. And we appreciate the service that you're doing for this country and for me and everyone on the show tonight by serving in Afghanistan and serving the nation. We're very grateful to you and to your fellow troops and to those who are serving. So God bless you. Please be safe this Christmas holiday season. Merry Christmas to you and to your family. And thank you again for your support. We really do appreciate it.
Hey, I would like to you know, put in a word for a couple of guest ideas. I'd love to hear y'all interview Butch Wachowski. I don't know if you know him. I've heard him interviewed once before.
We can get him on the show. I can send him a note and see if he'd be interested in coming on.
I think he's from Pennsylvania. That's why I brought him up, because I think he does similar investigations, you know.
I can reach out to Butch and see if he'd be interested in coming on, sure.
All right. Hey, guys, I really appreciate it. And, you know, y'all be safe this Christmas season. And I hope it looks more like Christmas there than it does here. It looks nothing like Christmas here. So
I can only imagine.
Well, it does here. 10 inches of snow yesterday. So it looks like Christmas here.
Ugh. Well, Lou, you be safe, my friend. God bless you. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you. And hopefully you come home soon.
All right, y'all take care now.
You too.
Thanks,
take care. Bye-bye. From the 239 area code, we go to the 724 area code. Who's calling in, and what's your name?
Hi, it's Amy. Happy holidays.
Amy, how are you? Happy holidays to you.
I'm great, thanks. Hey, I just wanted to wish you Merry Christmas. Everyone that listens, happy holidays. It's great to always tune in. And Eric, I just want to thank you for kind of taking me under your wing and letting me kind of get my feet wet with going out and looking for Bigfoot with you. I'm not an outdoorsy, that type of outdoorsy girl, so I appreciate you by my side and keeping me safe.
Oh, you're welcome. Amy's gone out with the PBS a couple of investigations just to get her feet wet and learn what Bigfoot research is all about, and she's been a real trooper. She's been out in some interesting weather conditions. But thank you, Amy, for calling in. We appreciate it. I'm sorry, Sean, didn't mean to step on you, bud.
Oh, I said, that's okay. I said, that's where it all starts, getting your feet wet.
Yep.
Well, I always say to anybody, because I do a lot of paranormal investigations, I'm much more comfortable in any old prison, any old asylum, and that doesn't creep me out nearly as much as the woods, so I give you guys a lot of credit. So thanks a lot. Again, happy holidays, and take care.
Well, before you go, Amy, I got to bring this up because you recall this just as much as I do. We had you on the show with us, was it last July? You and I and Dave Rupert and Brian Seach had a very interesting encounter in Clearfield County. Do you remember that?
I do. The light in the sky?
Yep. We watched some kind of strange light in the sky moving all around the sky for a good, 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, it was a long time. I mean, it was really, you know, you couldn't miss it. You couldn't deny it was there. Definitely not any sound associated with it, and never a movement like an airplane or any kind of aircraft that I would know of.
Yeah, it was a strange
one. That was awesome. That was an unexpected surprise.
It was. You go looking for Bigfoot and you see a UFO.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, Amy. You have a wonderful holiday season, and you're welcome out in the woods with us anytime.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See how easy that is? It's so simple. Pick up the phone and call us and just say hello and say Merry Christmas. We'll wish you Merry Christmas back. Say hello to our listeners. Great people calling in. Lou from Afghanistan. What a great guy. We've been talking with Lou for a while now. And thank you, Lou, again, for the service that you provide to our country by serving our country. We appreciate it. We wish you could be home with your family, but we know you have a job to do, and you're doing it quite well for us. So thank you very much for that, Lou. And then there's that odd moment of silence.
Yeah, the pregnant pause.
I keep thinking I'm talking, and I keep thinking I'm talking here, so I am talking. You're just not hearing what I'm saying.
But, you but yeah, you're talking.
We really appreciate your service. And we need his email or so we can get an address so we can send him something here from the BTE crew.
Oh, he's a friend of mine on Facebook as well as Lon's, and I believe he might even be a friend of yours, Sean.
He might be. I don't get a chance to play with Facebook too much anymore, but give me his address or wherever we can reach him at postally, and I'll send him something out in the mail from us.
Sounds good. We'll definitely get that to you. The toll-free number to call in the last 10 minutes of the show tonight, 877-677-2858. 877-677-2858. Guys, I don't know about you, but this has been a fun show tonight. I really look forward to these open mic nights, and especially when they're holiday-related open mic nights.
Yeah, it's good to listen, you know, kind of get a synopsis of what the year was like. And of course, this has been a year like no other year, and it's been really fun. I mean, like you said before, we don't get anything out of this other than our entertainment, your entertainment. You know, I just like to get on and talk about the paranormal, and hopefully that's why people get on there and listen to us, and you know, we just try to make it as enjoyable as possible. And apparently we must be doing a good job, so we'll keep it up. As long as you stick with us, we'll keep it up.
That's right. I think after 10 years we're going to retire. No, I'm kidding.
But we are going to get 2 weeks off. Fun. Yeah, we're going to be off in the next 2 weeks, and we'll come back, what is it, January 5th, Eric?
Yes, January 5th we'll be back.
Yep.
All right, well, hopefully I'll be back with you guys that night.
I can't wait. It's going to be great to have all three of us back in studio again and back on the air. And yeah, it's going to be a great 2014. We've got a lot of great things coming in the future. You'll be catching us at different events. Hopefully the three of us will be back at Phenomicon this year. We were at Phenomenology last year and had a blast, an absolute blast at Phenomenology last year. And Phenomicon is a bigger and better event coming to Gettysburg in April of this year. I know I'm slated to be there. Although I'm not going to be lecturing on Bigfoot and not presenting anything, I will be giving a guided Bigfoot hunt / hike at the Caledonia State Park in Adams County, which is about 20 miles to the east of, or 20 miles to the west of Gettysburg, I should say. And I'll be giving a guided tour on Sunday. Plus, I'll be doing a workshop on how to make Bigfoot plaster casts. So it's going to be a fun time for me there. I'm hoping Sean and Lon, you guys will be able to join me this year.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out. Huh?
So we're planning on it, right?
Well, you know, I don't know yet. I mean, I guess we got to figure out the expenses this time around and how we're going to do this. But, yeah, I mean, you know, well, I guess if we're going to do it, we better figure out soon what we're going to do.
Yeah, quickly.
We are running out of time.
Yeah.
It'll be here before you know it. Yep.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, the last Phenomenology was in March, and here it is at the end of the year already. It's like, God, you know, this year just flew by.
It did. That's why that's the running joke you and I have, Lon, is every time I start the show off, I'm like, welcome to this week. It's, what, December 12th? No, wait. What day is it? The 15th?
Yeah,
I don't even know what day it is anymore. It flies by so fast.
I know. I mean, you know, when you do something like this and you enjoy what you're doing, it does. It really does go by quickly.
Yeah, I actually went out a couple of years ago and I started buying a calendar book because I just had so much stuff going on, whether it be investigations or lectures or appearances or events or filming or radio shows or whatever. I had to buy a calendar book, and now I own three of them. I have one for the BTE studio that I keep here in the office. One for at work because I'm always booking people during my breaks and lunch and stuff, and or you know, responding to emails and penciling people in and upcoming events, and I got literally three event books lying around that I keep track of all my things that I do.
But you know, it's nuts during the week because most of the time, you know, I'm here on the computer working on the blog, you know, and I'm taking calls and I'm talking to people about incidents and such, you know. And I know you're at work, you're on your hand device trying to get back to me on this or back to Sean, and Sean's wherever he's at on his hand device. We're trying to go back and forth, you know, and it's, you know, we do keep in touch during the week, and, you know, it's every once in a while something will come up, and, you know, we're burning the wires, but, you know, we do put a lot into this show, and you know, like I said, I'm really glad people enjoy it, and you know, I'm looking forward to next year because I, you know, see if we can enhance it somehow. You know, we've been looking at this at the Google Plus and then using video and such. You know, maybe something's in the works. Maybe we can do some new things. You know, people have suggestions. Hey, let us know. That's no problem. We're always up for suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, Lon, you know, it's a shame that folks only get to see the 2 hours or listen to the 2 hours. That's the culmination of the full-time work that we all put into this. I haven't been able to be on the show much, but I still take pride in the fact I get to do a lot of the creative aspects off the air.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun. You know, the guests we get, the topics we get, sometimes it's, holy crap, did you guys see that on TV last night? We really got to talk about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but get it going. It really is a 24-hour enterprise around here with all the handheld devices. Like Lon said, it's usually Lon at the PC and Eric and I on, or on one of the multitude of devices that they can get me on. I'm wired in, guys. I'm like a connectivity beacon here.
Yeah, we all are. We all keep in real close touch, and we talk multiple times during the week through different. Either handheld, through a phone, through email, through Facebook, or whatever. We're always keeping in touch about the show, different guest ideas. And as I...
Oh, even investigations,
oh, yeah.
PBS stuff. I mean, everything. I mean, it's, yep. You know, it's one of these things. It's, I don't know, it's, you know, I guess it's almost like running the business in a way because, you know, we're doing a lot of different things.
Yeah, we're the BTE and, family.
Yeah.
Kiss the ring. No, but seriously, yeah, we've got a lot of great things in store this year coming up 2014. A lot of new faces, a lot of new guests, a lot of new topics, and we love to hear from our fans. We appreciate both positive and negative feedback because that's how we improve. If you don't like something you hear, we want to know about it. Whether it's me, you know, being stupid with dates or stumbling over my words, I'm working on getting better at that. But if that's something that irritates you, let us know. If you don't like Sean calling in and talking about picking his nose on the air, then we'll make sure Sean doesn't talk about that. But you get my...
Don't be rude. Just be constructive. We take the feedback, but keep
right.
It cooking.
Exactly.
Keep it.
I'm just kidding anyways. But we do appreciate the feedback. We've been nominated for one podcast award already this year. Stitcher has a contest running right now to nominate your favorite show. So if you stop over there, give us a little nomination if you like what you hear in the science. What is it, Lon? The science and...
Science and medicine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the science and medicine category. We've jumped from like number 67 out of 100 shows on that format to like number 11.
Yeah, we are 11. We're 17 now, but we're kind of bouncing back and forth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, being up that high and was against some of the major shows... Because that science and medicine category has paranormal shows in it, and you know, we're up against some big hitters, and we're doing real well with it. So that's been the biggest surprise this year. So
right, and something that I pride myself on for BT Radio is we try to get good quality guests and have good quality discussions. We're not a standard formal show where you have your typical questions. We're laid back. We're easygoing. We're very down to earth. As you guys have already known that for listening to us as long as you have, we like to have fun. We like to joke around, but we can also be serious and take the subject seriously. We like to provide entertainment as well as education and information for our listening audience. And we appreciate those who do enjoy the show and your comments and feedback. That's very, very greatly appreciated. That's our reward. We don't get paid to do this. We actually pay a lot out of our own pockets to cover expenses. But we do it because we love to do it, and we love to hear our fans enjoy the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's You know, you say labor of love is exactly what it is. It's just like, it's just like anything else we do. I mean, and you know, we all got, you know, all got different things we do as far as, you know, paranormal, Bigfoot, this and that. But, you know, it's a culmination, and it's worked so far. And I thought, you know, I know it's going to get better.
Yeah, we got some really cool things on the horizon, some things I'm going to talk to you guys about, bringing in some possible new correspondents to do paranormal news maybe once a month, talk about news stories, and some new guests. We've got 40-plus guests in the wings waiting to come on the show, writing us. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, send us an email at beyondtheedgeradio@gmail.com. Drop us a line. Let us know why you want to be on the show, the topic you want to cover, and what you can bring to the show. I may not get back to you right away because I am just overwhelmed with emails on that email address for people wanting to be on the show, but we will get back to you. And I've got to go through the list with Sean and Lon and decide when we can get these people on, get them booked, and bring on some great new topics and great new guests to the program.
Absolutely.
52 weeks in a year, we've got 40 of them lined up. That's pretty good.
That's damn good. It's damn good. Well, gents, we've got about 3 minutes left in the program tonight before we call it a year here at BTE Radio. And as we usually do, we'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Lon, I'll let you go first for your final thoughts and comments on the show tonight.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for listening and to wish everybody a happy holidays and a happy new year. And stick with us. There's more to come. And we're here to entertain you. And we appreciate your support.
Sean, we'll go to you next.
Well, I'm pretty much echoing what Lon says. You know, thank you for allowing us to come into your home for the last 7 years, and I've enjoyed every moment I've been able to have with you guys. It's a labor of love, and I really do appreciate it. And from my family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Joyous Kwanzaa, Merry Belated Hanukkah. You like it, I love it. Just enjoy these moments with your families, guys.
Very good. And I'll conclude things by saying we kick off the 2014 season on January the 5th. Yes, we will be off 2 weeks to enjoy our holidays with our family and our friends. We will not be on next week or the week after, but we'll be back January 5th as we welcome Matthew Brownstein and the Star Child Project to the show. We'll be talking about the unfortunate passing of our good friend Lloyd Pye, and we'll get an update from Matthew on the Star Child Project and what the new DNA evidence is revealing, what new scientific information they have to unveil to us. January 12th, David Weatherly comes back to the show, our good friend David from Arizona. I said New Mexico, and I have New Mexico on the brain for some reason tonight. There's my faux pas for the evening. David will be back on the show talking about his new book called Strange Intruders. His website is twocrowsparanormal.blogspot.com. And then January 19th, our good friend Jay Bachochin, I hope I pronounced that correctly, he'll be on from Wisconsin Paranormal Investigators with his lead investigator, Evelyn. You can look at their website, WPIHuntsTheTruth.com. Check that out. And we'll be booking more guests in the upcoming weeks here at BT Radio. But before we do go and say goodnight, I'd just like to thank everybody for listening tonight and listening each and every week. You guys are our livelihood. We love what we do because we do it for you. And we're glad that you enjoy it. And we're glad that you tune in. Thank you for the 250,000 downloads for 2013. That just completely blew my mind today when I saw that. So we invite you to continue to listen. We thank you for your support. And again, you can contact us at beyondtheedgeradio@gmail.com. Drop us a note. Let us know what you think. Vote for us over on Stitcher. Nominate us and get us the podcast award. We'd love that. We'd love to brag about that on the radio show. But last and most importantly, thank you to Lon and Sean. You guys have been great co-hosts. And Sean, you've been a great friend for many, many years and a great founder of BT Radio. And Lon, as you as well. Guys, I want to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Holidays, Happy Festus, whatever you celebrate. We want to wish you a very merry holiday season and a very prosperous and wonderful 2014. And on that note, guys, what do you say we call it a night?
We'll call it a year. Talk to everybody
we'll call
weeks.
It a year.
Here's to 2014.
All right, guys, we're out of here until next week, or actually 2 weeks from now. We'll be back on the 5th. You guys have a wonderful holiday, and we'll see you all again real soon on the Para-X Radio Network.
happy holidays from Beyond the Edge Radio.